Welcome to Love You Most. In this episode, we're going to talk all about how to have fun without drinking. Now, this is going to be more of like ideas for like things to do on the weekend if you don't know what to do besides drinking, if that makes sense. But if you guys want to have an episode where I share like how to have fun without drinking on a night out, or how to have fun like without drinking when you're around your friends who do drink, let me know and I will share some more like, I don't know, ways to get into a good headspace to do that. As you guys know, I've been pretty vocal about how I've just been like pulling back on my drinking. And I wouldn't say that I'm like sober by any means, because I feel like when I restrict myself completely from something, I almost want to do that thing more. But I have always just told myself, like, if you have the desire to drink, then just like pick up a drink. And I just never have that desire. And I think it's because like there are so many non-alcoholic options that literally taste like alcohol, but it's not getting that same, like, I don't know, you're not going to wake up with a hangover, and you're not going to wake up feeling sluggish and slow. And I feel like I just don't like that feeling, especially the day after. And even like the night of, I'm finding that losing control of like myself and like my body is such an interesting thing, because in college, I feel like I would kind of lean into that because it was a way to not be as stressed out like during school or finals or whatever, and to like let loose and feel comfortable. And, you know, if I'm in a social setting where I feel like a little uncomfortable, having a drink would like kind of make me more relaxed. But now I'm realizing that if those are things that I need to work on, like if I can't like de-stress myself without having a drink, or if I can't like let go of my inhibitions or my like, I don't know, just like relax around people without drinking, then that's something that I need to work on and some growth that can still be done. So that's kind of what I've been leaning into in this season. I really like felt like it would be really hard to let go of drinking like at weddings and things like that, but I actually find that I have a lot more fun whenever I am not drinking, because I'm even more present. Like there aren't times where like the night gets hazy and I'm like, well, what happened, or what did I say, or like, do you remember this? I don't really remember that. Like, you completely remember every single experience, which I think makes life more fun. So I'm going to share with you guys some things that I've been doing that are just like really fun to do. And I feel like if you are just used to on a Friday night going out to a bar, or on a Friday night, you know, you're gonna like go get drinks with a friend, with your friends at dinner, like, and you don't really know what else to do, I feel like this is a good episode for that. But again, if you want to have an episode that's all about like mindset and how to just like let go of something that maybe has been a big part of your life for a long time, let me know, and I would love to share more of that. Before we get into this episode, I do want to hop over to the Q&A like section on Spotify. One of you guys left a little message under the episode that says signs your partner might be the one. And one of you guys said, I loved this episode. This is from Selena. I love this episode. Your podcast makes me feel like friends hanging out and having a chat. I'd love to hear more of your summer plans. I'm staying in my hometown too and would love to get ideas. I love this message. Thank you so much. Like, literally, I say this every single episode, but whenever you guys send little like messages in the Q&A chat, like, or whenever you leave reviews, I read those and it feels like I feel less alone here. Like, I don't feel like I'm just talking to myself. Like, and it just is really, really nice of you guys to do that. So thank you so much. I think I have shared on like pretty much every other platform, like YouTube and TikTok and Instagram, that I'm actually like being very intentional and planning to stay in my hometown for the entire summer. I have one trip that may or may not happen. We haven't planned it yet, but if you guys saw like that, I went to the Smoky Mountains with the girls, and then I ended up going to New York City with the same group. They are so fun and so incredible, and we're trying to plan like a summer trip, but like I'm not sure if it'll like actually happen because like nothing's been booked yet. So that's the only trip that I actually have like really planned for this summer, and I'm trying to keep it that way because I want to be like in my hometown this summer. Like, I have grown to love my hometown. Like, I've grown to love nature walks and being outside, and I really spent a lot of last summer away and like on vacation, when summer I think is the best time in this town. So yeah, I just want to spend more time here and make memories here and just like have the best summer ever. So I would love to share like maybe a summer bucket list episode if you guys want to see that, so that you guys can get more ideas as to what you should do just like over the summer and like things like that. But this episode is all about how to have fun without drinking. And you can get some inspiration from this episode because I'm going to be sharing things that I enjoy doing that just aren't drinking. The first thing is to take home books from your local library. I feel like the library is so slept on, and I feel like if you're a book girly, you can easily think like, oh, like I want to do literally everything else but the library because I don't hear a lot of people talk about it. But there are so many good books at the library, and I think if you're trying to find something to do on a weekend that is not like revolved around drinking, going to the library is such a fun thing to do. I forget all the stuff that they have there. They have like private rooms that you can like check out and, you know, meet up with your friends. You guys could have like a reading session together. And I feel like the library is also great for rainy days too. Like when the weather kind of just, it isn't the best. Like you can't really get outside. Like it's such a great place to meet up. Also, the library has movies and they have music and there are tons of new books. There are just multiple floors at a lot of libraries. And if there aren't multiple floors, there are like multiple rooms and places to go into. A lot of libraries also have areas where you can buy books and they're usually a lot cheaper. So definitely utilize your local library. It's there for a reason. And another way to have fun without drinking is to make time for your hobbies. One of my friendships on Instagram like messaged me in like a little Q&A box and said that they're feeling like a little bit lonely and they just feel like alone all the time. And I think one thing that's helped me not to feel lonely and actually enjoy my alone time is to have hobbies. Like if you have so many hobbies that you literally can't keep up with them, it makes life so fun. Like I love to read, but I also love to color. I also love to paint. I also love playing computer games like Roller Coaster Tycoon and like nostalgic computer games. I haven't really gotten into like the newer like cozy computer games, but I love nostalgic computer games like Nancy Drew and like things that I played whenever I was a kid. I just love like little hobbies. I actually recently purchased a little like needlepoint kit because I've seen like a lot of my friends on the internet who are like doing needlepoint and they're really enjoying it. And like, I feel like if you have a little list of hobbies that you just kind of can like pull out of your pocket whenever you're feeling a little like lonely, or maybe your friends are doing something that you're not like really wanting to be a part of and you want to do something alone, like by yourself, I feel like hobbies are a way to really like get rid of that lonely feeling. Another way to just like have fun without drinking, and I know that this probably doesn't sound fun, but for me, it is something that I really enjoy, and it is to rearrange your space in your home. And I think back to when I was a kid and like in high school, I swear, like I would rearrange my room all the time. Like my mom would come in, my bed's in a different spot, like my little posters were in a different spot. And I did that all the time. And it kind of made my room like feel just like new and fresh. And I feel like as adults, we don't do that very often in our spaces. And maybe it's because we grew up in homes where they kind of stayed pretty much the same for most of our lives. And so like, maybe we feel like to be an adult, that's what we should do. But you should have fun with your space. You should be creative. Maybe move around some of your picture frames. Maybe move around your couch or move around your kitchen table and like turn it a different direction than it normally would be. I feel like just rearranging your space can make you just like feel refreshed. And it's like a nice little reset. Another way to have fun without drinking is to take yourself on a picnic or go with your friends. This is something that I do often, and I actually love doing this because I feel like it's a very like low like effort, low bar, like low, it's a like minimal energy thing that you can do with your friends that creates a lot of memories. I feel like I love bringing snacks or telling everyone to bring like a little snack and all of us getting together and just like talking for hours outside under the sun. There's something magical about it, and it's literally like a very affordable way to enjoy the day. Last summer, one of the things that I did, which I want to do again this year, is we had a little picnic by the water, and then we actually went swimming in the lake. Guys, I literally felt like I was in the show The Summer I Turned Pretty. Like, no one could tell me that I wasn't. Literally, it was giving, like, movie vibes. And I actually get a lot of comments on Instagram where people will be like, oh my God, your life looks like a movie. And I think it's just because I do things that literally give main character energy. And I think that a lot of this episode is kind of centered around that. Like when you start looking yourself as the main character, I feel like you start just seeing life in a different way. And so like for me, I'm like, why couldn't I go swim in the lake? Like there's no sign that says don't swim in the lake. Like, so I just told everyone, bring your swimsuits, like, you know, keep them on or whatever. And we can just like jump in the lake. And we swam in the lake and it was around sunset. I cannot even explain how magical it was. And literally it was free. Like, we didn't have to pay to get in the lake. Everyone just like brought little snacks. So like no one really had to pay for like a ton of food or anything. They just kind of brought what was in their fridge. And then we laid down a little blanket and we were like reading and talking and swimming. And it felt like being a kid again. And I feel like doing things like that, I would love so much more than like a night out of drinking or like going to like a restaurant and just getting drinks with friends. Like, I don't know. It just feels more magical to me. Another way to have fun without drinking is to watch the sunset. I kind of mentioned that just now because like I went with friends, but even by yourself, I feel like watching the sunset, turning on like your favorite vibey music, it just gives movie vibes. And really anything that you see in a movie, like that someone's doing, write it down if it's like giving you inspiration or like making you want to do it too. And see if you can replicate that moment just like in real life, because a lot of those moments that are like on TV that we see that we like really romanticize can be recreated in our own lives too. And another way to have fun without drinking is to cook a new recipe. Now, I'm not a big, like, I'm not obsessed with cooking. I've never really enjoyed cooking. I like eating, but like the cooking part, unless I have like ample time, like if I have like hours and hours of time, just like, you know, open where I'm not stressing about something, I do enjoy cooking. But I think the thing that I really have a hard time with cooking is that it takes so much time to create the food, takes so much time to clean up the food. And a lot of the time I'm on a short, like I don't have very much time in my day. And so it just makes the experience not as fun because I'm rushing. But take a Saturday that maybe you would normally go get drinks with the girls, or you would maybe go out and stay in and like find a new recipe and cook that for yourself. Like I recently went to a pasta making class in New York City with the girls. And while I was there, I remember like whenever I left, I shared like a picture on Instagram and my mom, she texted me and was like, oh my God, I had the same like pasta like maker thing. And I was like, yeah, I remember it. As I was there, I kept thinking about you because I remembered growing up and you had this same like little pasta thing. And it's funny, my mom would always make like homemade breads. She had like a bread maker. She would make like, you know, roll out the dough and like make, you know, little yeast rolls. And she like made homemade pasta and all these things. And when I was younger, I wasn't interested in it. But now I'm like, I kind of want to do that like on a Friday night. Like, and you could have the girls over to do that instead of like going to get drinks or going to a bar. Or you could just do it by yourself. Like, turn on some vibey music, maybe pour your glass of non-alcoholic wine. I think one of my favorite brands is Foy. It's spelled F-O-Y. And it has like, I want to say it's like 15 calories per bottle or something like that. And then there's like 2 grams of sugar. And so like you still are not going to have, like, I feel like some wines, they'll have like so much sugar that you still kind of get like a crash afterward because like your body is just like drinking so much sugar at one time. But the bottle from Foy is actually made in California, and the founder, she's like around like my age, I think. She's like, well, I guess she's like younger than me. She's like 25 or something, but whatever. We're going to say she's around my age because it's close enough. But she actually started the challenge 75 Hard. And when she was doing the challenge, she was having the hardest time finding non-alcoholic wine that actually tastes good and that actually like doesn't have tons of sugar in it. And so she decided to create her own. And I just think that that's the coolest thing. She's just started getting into retailers. So she's not like in a ton of retailers. I think she's in like 2, but I just think her story is really cool. So go check out her Instagram. It's spelled F-O-Y. And it'll be like really inspiring seeing how she created her wine brand. But I always like to pour myself a glass of non-alcoholic wine, like make some food. And I feel like that just creates such a fun vibe that you wouldn't be able to replicate like if you had went out. And another fun thing to do that is not drinking and is like a good alternative is to go to the bookstore. You guys know I'm a bookstore girly, will forever and always be one. And I feel like recently I actually went to the bookstore, but not only did I go to the bookstore, I also went to like independent bookstores and thrifting, like thrift bookstores. And I went to the library and thrifted books. And like looked for books in all these different avenues. And I went to the Goodwill and thrifted books, and I normally wouldn't have done that, but it was kind of like a little adventure to see where I could actually find books in my community, because we only have Barnes & Noble and then we have one other used bookstore in town. And so I just wanted to see like where else I could find books. And it was such a fun little experience. So go to bookstores, but like shop around, maybe go to different bookstores than you normally go to. There are so many great bookstores out there. Maybe shop online. One of my favorite bookstores online, I think it's called Wildflower Fiction. I'm pretty sure that's the name. And I love her books because she always has just so many great, like, I don't know, great options that I feel like I don't normally see. And yeah, it's called Wildflower Fiction. She has so many good books that I feel like I don't normally see in Barnes. And she also, again, is a like younger, like new business owner. And I always love supporting small businesses. And the last way to have fun without drinking is to get outside in nature and notice the seasonal changes. Like right now, I feel like it's the perfect time to notice those changes, like between spring and summer, like when, you know, it's kind of like things are in bloom and bugs are coming back. And I feel like it's so easy for us to forget those little things and like how, I don't know, special they can be. And so really, I encourage you to like really think about all of the changes that are happening right now and really soak them in. And we can so easily just be like busy and forget those things. So I think it's good to be intentional with that. And now I'm going to answer just a few questions that you guys left in the Q&A box. I have not put it up on the Love You Most Pod Instagram because obviously like I'm batching a lot of these like episodes, but I do have questions from my personal that you guys like left my personal Instagram. So I'm going to answer some of these. And one of the questions was, please recommend some great book series. Magnolia Park's series by Jessa Hastings is one of my favorite. It is such a good series. I don't know if everyone would like it, but it's one that I really enjoy because the characters feel really real. Another series that I think I really enjoyed, and it's very rare that I'll enjoy like an entire series, and but I ate this one up, like I read it so fast, is the Dreamland Billionaire series by Lauren Asher. I actually want to read Love Redesigned by her because I love that series so much. I rated all the books 4 stars. And I want to read the new book that she wrote, but her books are like usually long, but like this one is very, very long. So I've been kind of nervous to hop into it. So let me know if you guys actually enjoyed that book. And another question you guys asked was, thinking of getting braids for the first time, any advice on sleep, maintenance, discomfort? As many of you guys know, if you've been following me, I just got knotless braids and I really, really love them. I don't really have any tips on maintenance, mostly because whenever I got them done, she pretty much was just like, wear a bonnet at night, and during the day, you know, you don't really have to like worry too much, but just don't put it up too much because sometimes it'll pull like on your edges. And so I try to like switch my hairstyle every day. So like one day I'll have it like up in a high ponytail, next day I'll have it in a low ponytail, next day I'll have it like half up, half down, next day I'll have it all down. And I just try to do that so I'm not like pulling on one part of my hair too long for too many days at a time. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know this episode is a little bit shorter than most, but I'm batching a lot of these episodes so that you guys can get lots of little chats while I'm out of town. And so I really wanted to make sure that I didn't miss an episode because that's so important to me. So make sure you're following over on Love You Most Pod Instagram. I do share little like videos and inspirational pictures with like reminders from each episode or most episodes or just episodes in general that I feel like would be inspiring. And yeah, I love you most, more than anyone you know. Well, maybe not, but I love you a lot. And I hope you guys have a great day. Bye, guys.